seems that I can hear a voice speaking even this morning, saying to all of us, stand up for what is right. Stand up for what is just. Lo, I will be with you even until the end of the world. Yes, I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roar. I've felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus saying, still to fight on. He promised never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. And I go on in believing that. Reach out and find the breath of life. You may not be able to define God in philosophical terms. Men through the ages have tried to talk about him.
Yeah.
Plato said that he was the architectonic good. Aristotle called him the unmoved mover. Hegel called him the absolute whole. All right. Yeah. Then there was a man named Paul Tillich who called him being itself. We don't need to know all of these high-sounding terms.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to know him and discover him another way.
Yeah.
One day you ought to rise up and say, I know him because he's a lily of the valley.
Yeah.
He's a bright and morning star.
Yeah.
He's a rose of Sharon.
Yeah.
He's a Badlax in the time of battle.
Yeah.
And then somewhere you ought to just reach out and say, he's my everything.
Yeah.
He's my mother and my father. He's my sister and my brother. He's a friend to the friendly. This is the God of the universe. If you believe in him and worship him, some will have him in your life. You'll smile when others around you are crying. This is the power of God.